En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. Words of Paul to Timothy. St. John Chrysostom, known as the Golden Mouth for his eloquent preaching, is an early church father who lived from around 347 to 407 AD. Listen to a section from a homily where he preaches on the words of Paul just read. Listen to how St. John Chrysostom at times seamlessly transitions from his role as preacher to take on the persona of Paul. When the preacher becomes Paul, he uses the apostle's state of feeling low or depressed in order to warn hearers against deserting friends in Christ who, like Paul, suffer because of the gospel. If you desert your friends in Christ, that might lead to deserting the gospel. When Chrysostom takes on the persona of Paul, he also uses the apostle's state of boldness in the gospel in order to encourage those who, like Paul, feel abandoned by others because of the gospel they teach and live by. God will strengthen them too. Here is Chrysostom in his own words. Do you see how Paul spares his friends? Notwithstanding, it was a grievous thing they had done. For it is not the same thing to be despised by strangers as by our own friends. Do you see his intense lowliness of spirit? It cannot be said that I was assailed by strangers, but had comfort in the attention and support of my friends, for these also betrayed me. All men abandon me. And this was no light offense. For if he that in war abandons one who is exposed to danger and shrinks from meeting the hands of his enemies is justly smitten by his friends as having utterly betrayed their cause, how much more in the case of the gospel? But then, here is encouragement for his disciple Timothy in what follows. Though deserted by man, God does not permit Paul to suffer any harm. God strengthened me, that he gave me boldness in speaking. He did not allow me to sink, that by me the preaching might be fully known. That is, might be fulfilled. Observe Paul's great humility. He does not say, God strengthened me as deserving of his gift, but that the preaching with which I was entrusted might be fully known. Here ends the section of Chrysostom's homily on 2 Timothy. Now, have you ever felt tempted to hide your Christian identity from others for fear of being rejected and excluded by them, perhaps even by friends? Have you not hid the gospel you believe in from others in order to keep your own reputation and honor? Of course you have. We all have. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and bold to speak and live by your gospel. Have you ever been abandoned by others, even friends, because of your witness to the gospel in word or deed? Have you ever felt low, down, despised, because others, perhaps friends, have forsaken you, precisely because your creed and life is that of a Christian? Help us, Lord, to be encouraged by those who speak and live by your gospel. And wouldn't you know it, the one friend who never left Paul's side in the midst of his suffering, when everyone else could not be there or everyone else was gone, was Saint Luke, whom we remember today. Paul tells Timothy, Luke alone is with me. May the Lord Jesus place a Luke in our lives, a Christian friend who hangs in there with us, who will never leave our side and will speak the gospel to us and care for us, especially in bad times when it's tougher to be a Christian and live as one in the world. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.